Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins and I am the host of this podcast. I'm also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors, which helps landlords and property investors build and manage commercial property portfolios. If you want to find out more, head on over to ncrealestate.co.uk. And when you're on the website, there's a lot that you can do. But if you're thinking, Natasha, how do I work with you? On the top tab, click on our services and then click which service is right for you. And I have done a flowchart that you can go through whereby you answer questions and it will tell you which service you should pick. So make sure you go to the website and find that. Again, it's ncrealestate.co.uk and then click on which service is right for you. Thank you for everybody's feedback from last week's podcast. I know it was short and sweet at 14 minutes, but the results that people have had through listening to that podcast have been phenomenal. You have been getting in contact with me. Mark Burrows is my favourite. He has a property in Owestry. I'm sorry, Mark, I always butcher the name of that town. Oswestry. That's it, right? Stop, Natasha, with your crazy sayings. That's how I say it. Okay, so what did Mark do? Well, on his Instagram, he changed his profile picture to a picture of the shop, and then he put out an announcement of what retail unit he had available, what he's hoping for in terms of tenant, the size of the building, and then his contact details. And from there, he got himself two calls with prospective tenants. How cool is that? Right? So it works. Go back to last week's podcast if you're looking for retail tenants and use that. What I want to talk to you about today is what happens when you as a property investor don't make a good decision on whether you should jump in and buy a property. And I am going to tell you about this based upon a property that I've seen that came back to market this week. So just an FYI, we keep track of every single property that we've looked at, that we've analysed for the last however many years we've been doing this. What, since 2017? So we have seen an awful lot of properties. And this particular property was 3-5 The Parade, Minehead in Somerset. I looked at this with a client back in September 2021. At the time, the property was on the market for around £525,000 to £550,000. There was £45,300 worth of rent roughly coming in, although there was going to be some voids, which meant the rent was going to drop to £23,310. Those leases needed regearing. But what I did think was that if all the leases were regeared and there was a tenant found for the vacant unit, that rent would be up to about £50,000. Then the other thing that this property had going for it was that out the back there was an old coach house which didn't have any planning permission on it. It was just being used as storage. And you could do whatever you wanted with it. It was coming with it as part of the sale. My idea was to buy the property, regear the leases, get that uplift to £50,000, and get a remortgage at around £590,000. Right, that would, and I'd advise my client to buy it at £450,000. Over that time, that would have been a return on capital employed of around about 62.54%, right? The client that I was advising ended up not going for the deal. Why? Because they were very uncertain about Minehead. They didn't know if it was definitely going to work out. Now, I will say to you all, you have no idea whether something is definitely going to work out or not. That is not within your control. All you can say is, well, I've been looking at this property and I think, based upon what I'm seeing going on in the local market and the professionals that I have got around me and that I am paying for, that we should be able to have a pretty good go at this. And even if we don't get exactly what the rent was, we're going to get something because the cafe that was in there said that they wanted to stay. Right? So we knew we had a tenant that was going to stay, that was going to pay for the rent, and then we could look at everything else. This particular client didn't feel comfortable, really, really wanted a property where they could recycle all of their money and take it back out. And this allegedly wasn't right for them because they couldn't do that. Okay, fast forward, where are we? February 2024. So we are 2.5 years later. This property has just come back to market at £625,000. In December 2021, a buyer purchased a property for £440,000. So when we pulled out, even though my client had spent a lot of time there, we'd spent a lot of time there, we'd done all the due diligence, my client decided not to go ahead. We ended up having to pull out. We were at £450,000. That seller was pretty desperate to get out. So they must have then thought, well, anybody comes along with a similar sort of offer, we're going to go for it. £440,000 was what the buyer ended up paying for it. What did they do over the last 2.5 years? Here's what they did. They put a new lease in place where they combined the beauty studio and the cafe, which is now a health food shop on the ground floor with a cafe and kitchens on the first floor. Treatment rooms and stores are located on the second floor with the attic space used for storage. That lease was put in place for 5 years at £32,000. Right, so that was an increase in the rent before they were getting £23,000. Number five, The Parade, has then been let out on a 10-year lease to a vape shop. Year one, that was at £14,000. Then that's risen to £15,000, or will be rising to £15,000 from 2024. So now we've got two good leases, one 5 year, one 10 year. All that's been is putting one on the market and moving the other tenants around, right? Whereas before, if all the tenants had moved out or just the cafe had stayed in, they were going to have £23,500. Now they have 46 rising to £47,000 worth of income. I was not too far off with that. And here's what else they've done. They have got planning permission on the vacant unit, so that old coach house out the back, to turn it into residential. Have they done the work? No. All they have done is get the planning permission, put a couple of decent leases in place, and put it back on the market for £625,000. It's very possible to do this. And I'm pretty sure that someone would come out of the woodwork and pay around maybe 570 to 625. I can't say exactly because it's only just come to the market, so I'm going to be watching this with bated breath. But the opportunity was there. And the only reason this client didn't want to go through with it was because they didn't get all of their money out when they refinanced. Well, hold on a second. You probably would have got all your money out because 2.5 years, you've got 2.5 years worth of income as well. So my projections were that you were only that the client was only going to leave £40,000 in the deal, but they would have been earning what, £47,000 worth of income this year, and prior to that, £23,500 worth of income. Even if there was mortgage lending on it, you still would have been making a profit somewhere. And this is what I want to stress test. If you see a deal and you can see that the returns are going to be good, why not take a punt? Why not take a punt? There was so much money left on the table by not doing this. And hey, what was the worst that could happen here? The client didn't go for planning permission. The client didn't get a huge amount of rent increase. Okay, so then what do you do? Flip it back on the market and sell it? The tenant wanted to renew the lease, so there was going to be at least some uplift through the tenants that were already in there joining forces and renewing the lease. What I'm encouraging you to do is to start thinking about these deals that you're looking at and being braver. How do you know for definite that anything is going to work? You don't. Investing in property is taking a risk, and it's taking quite a hefty risk. Obviously, you're putting a lot of money into it. But the rewards can be amazing. And here's the thing with this building, there wasn't just one outcome. I hadn't even thought of putting planning permission on the outside. You know, that would have been a good thing to do, but quite frankly, the easiest thing in my mind was to put storage out there and lease it to another tenant, right? That didn't happen. Someone's had a different way of doing something. I hadn't tested the market in terms of knowing what tenant would come in there. Would I really want a vape shop at the moment? No, probably not. But if I had them as an option for a tenant to come in and take a 10-year lease, then yeah, of course. I'm definitely going to go for it. There's so many ways to skin a cat, and there's so many ideas that you can have. And that's it. If you think that something might happen, if you think that something might be possible, I really urge you in the commercial property world to go for it. Because this would have been such a good deal. Such a good deal. And I always remember, and Nicola on my team always remembers the deals that come back up. We look at them and we think, oh, the one that got away. I don't want that to be you. If you know that something can be done with a building, why not try it? Because it's the people that try it who are getting the most and the best rewards. All right? I'm hoping this story encourages you. Have a conversation with someone else and say, hey, am I being mad or do you think I could do this? Right? That's what NC Real Estate's here for. Are you being, for you to come to me and say, am I being mad or is this a possibility? Well, yes, it is a possibility, and now's the time to do it. Did this building take 2.5 years to turn around? Yes. Is that longer than the 6 to 12 months that most people want to do it in? Yes, but you have a bit of patience. Look how much money you make. Use this as a lesson. If you think something is possible, let's go give it a try. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. I will catch up with you all very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And make sure to leave a 5-star review, as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.